You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Every city, every town has those bulky metal boxes that house things like traffic signal controls or electrical controls or other infrastructure things. We walk right past them without even noticing them. Well, that will not be the case in Grand Rapids, thanks to a public art project inspired by the best-selling book, Rad American Women A through Z. It's the book by Kate Schatz, illustrating outstanding women, one for every letter of the alphabet. Here now is Hannah Berry from Grand Rapids, an artist and the owner of the Lions and Rabbits Gallery. Hannah, tell us, what is coming to these mechanical boxes in downtown Grand Rapids?
Hey, so we have lots of art coming to the mechanical boxes. There's 27 artists, female identifying, that are participating on this project, and they are painting portraits of all of the women that were in the book that Kate Schatz wrote.
So they will be original paintings taken, but using the women who are in that book.
Correct. So each artist was paired with one of the women that were in the book, and they will be using their own style to translate what the book was, the message of the book.
And are the artists Grand Rapids based, or are they kind of from all over?
They're statewide. So we did a Michigan artist call for 2 months, and so we have them coming from all over. Obviously, because it was a Grand Rapids call, it was kind of hyper-focused in Grand Rapids, but we have people from Detroit, we have people from Jackson. It's pretty cool.
And just to kind of give us an idea of space, how big are these boxes? How much space do they have to work with?
It depends on the box. So they're small, medium, and large. The larger boxes are about like the door of the box where they're painting, because it is a walking, there's a walking tour to the project. The door of the box is the focal point because it's obviously on the safe side of the street. So those doors are usually around like 44 to 47 inches. And then the other sides of the boxes are just painted the color that was represented in the book.
And can you give us some examples of just a few of the women who will be featured?
Yeah, so you start off coming in hot with Angela Davis. And then there's Patti Smith, another influential person from Grand Rapids, or that Grand Rapidians know would be Maya Lin. She is famous in Grand Rapids for the Rosa Parks Circle. There is the Grimke sisters. There's Carol Burnett, Hazel Stout.
So they're really from every walk of life and every area of accomplishment.
Yeah. When you read the book, or when you look at the book, it's a children's book. So as you're reading it, it's obviously geared towards a younger age group, but it's insane. You can definitely tell there's intention in the women that she picked, because she's picking such a different background of people that are all known for doing small or little things, humbly or very loud. Like, she just, you can tell she definitely captured the feel of each woman.
Hannah, what do you think it means to have so many representations of women who aren't always seen in monuments or other public art around Grand Rapids?
Just being able to celebrate women in history is big enough. I mean, it's not something that's very common. Just to hear like the word on the streets as you're painting and people saying, oh my gosh, are they all women? You know, it's a quiet yet loud way to change societal norms. They're not statues. This is a placemaking project, but I mean, well, there's 27 boxes, but there's, I think out of that, I think there's 10 portraits on the other box. So that's like 37 times people can see women highlighted for who they are and what they did. And it's, I mean, even if you see one box, you're going through the city and you're saying, oh, there's a woman. Oh, there's another woman. Oh, there's another woman. I wonder what this is. You can clearly see it. So it's cool. I mean, it's definitely a start. It shouldn't be something that we have to talk about, I think, now, but it is. We are talking about it, so at least it's moving forward.
And I know you're kicking things off with some events coming up in the next week.
Yep. So on May 7, Kate is actually coming into town. Downtown Grand Rapids Inc. is bringing her into town. She's going to do a luncheon with all of the artists, and then the placemaking group that worked on this project. She's coming to the Pyramid Scheme to do a happy hour from 4 to 6 on May 7. She's going to speak to GRPS students on the 8th and West Michigan Arts and Technology students. And then she's going to be doing a reading at the public library. She's also going to be the walking tour. They'll be doing some of the audio for the walking tour. So she'll be working on that as well.
Yeah, tell us about the walking tours.
So the walking tour was organized by Grand Rapids Walking and Running Tours. They have like an app or on a phone you can download, plug in, and you can take the walking tour by yourself. So what you would do is you just download the app, put your headphones in, and it will take you and lead you up through the tour. They also have guided tours, so they'll be there taking you on the tour so that you can learn about each woman as you're walking to the next box and make your way around pretty much what is Center City Grand Rapids as you do it.
Hannah Berry with the Lions and Rabbits Gallery in Grand Rapids, where artists are creating original portraits of the women celebrated in the book Rad, American Women A through Z. These portraits, you're going to be finding them on mechanical boxes all over downtown Grand Rapids. Hannah, great project. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.